Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ridiculous.
All right, come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Put your window down!
You want something?
He's probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way! What? You're going the wrong way!
Oh, that's exciting. I just got good news.
He said we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How would he know where we're going?
Yeah, how would he know? Thank you. Thanks a lot. Terrific.
Thank you. What a moron.
First time I saw that scene, and then the, he's going the wrong way, and then the trucks, and the quick flash of Candy in the devil's costume.
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard at that whole...
You know, we've got three unparalleled traditions on this show. Number one, Howard picks the Bills. Number two, Thanksgiving Survivor. And number three is playing that clip and people texting and tweeting us. Guys, you know that was filmed on the 219?
That's right. We haven't gotten
tradition.
Have you gotten that text yet?
I'm waiting
no
for
kidding,
it.
Really?
Someone's going to make my day with that text or that tweet every year.
I was watching a special recently about John Candy. And I guess, so at the time that movie came out, and I don't remember, 80s? I don't even remember when it would have come out. Whenever that
87,
movie, 87? Thank you. When the movie came out, I guess it really didn't get, like, critical acclaim. Like, it wasn't considered that popular. It wasn't
Didn't appreciate the rental car scene?
No, right?
Like so it was lowbrow, perhaps?
Right, but it's funny because so someone, I forget who they spoke to, they pointed out that when anybody ever met John Candy and you ever brought up Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, he always considered that, like, one of the best movies he ever made. But for years, it was never considered that funny or that great or not. I guess over time, it's taken a different place for people. I think it's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's heartwarming. It has its emotional moments, right? It's a fuzzy, cool story at the end and all that stuff. But nobody ever thought it was that great a movie, and Candy always felt it never got enough of a due, that it was always one of his best and favorite movies.
Yeah. So, I just got very, very good news, by the way. My wife has never seen Die Hard. No.
Well, I guess we know what you're doing this
Thanksgiving
weekend. Or yeah.
Why not?
Well, you got to get it in before the football game, so you're gonna have to do a morning viewing, I guess, or stay up tonight. Well, you can stay up tonight. You don't have to get up in the morning.
A good time.
Yeah, you'll find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
803-0550 to join us. You know what? It's the day before Thanksgiving. Quite honestly, we're just goofing around, having fun. So you want to call? Yep. We're talking Bills football. Big game against the Chargers. You can join us for that. If there's anything else you want to get to in the world, that's cool too. You wanted to bring up something in terms of outdoor tailgating that you teased yesterday and we didn't get to on the show.
The tailgating story?
Yeah. Wasn't it something outdoor? Or?
Yeah. It was about sports teams investing in outdoor viewing potential.
Hmm.
You know, the Dolphins and the Raiders have done some of this. The Dolphins have had outdoor tailgating, things like that. The Bucks. It's a story from September about the Milwaukee Bucks and one thing they were thinking about doing. And you know, it's just if you can't be inside the building, mm-hmm. you know, can you watch it outdoors in an amphitheater of sorts? So the Bucks or one of these teams, they reached out to Populous.
Yeah, the stadium designers.
Stadium designers. Yeah. They work with the Bills, I think, in years past, maybe for the renovations, mm-hmm. the most recent ones. So, you know, Populous is potentially doing this for some teams. You don't exactly build an outdoor amphitheater. You don't have to do that. But the Bucks had hoped to basically reuse and retrofit an old arena and a parking ramp, and they would bring in shipping containers. And up to 230 cars would park in an area separated with at least one space in between.
Yeah.
Standard tailgating spots would be there. They were going to give this opera box opportunity. You'd park your cars in a parking garage, set up your own tailgate, food and beverages allowed. And, again, stacking shipping containers and modular suite towers in the center of the tailgate campus, patrons could park in the lower level, walk up the stairs that are designed to hold 4 to 6 people. Basically, the sports world, this is in from an article at CNBC, and I saw it at Sports Business Journal, that the sports world is trying to adjust, you know, just trying to find a way, what's the cost, what's the benefit to, we can get people to come to these experiences, they can't be in the arena. We're not going to build a $500 million facility to do this, of course, but, you know, if we've got a parking ramp and two open lots and we bring some shipping containers in, can we get 5,000 people safely to come to an event? So I thought it was interesting because, especially the shipping containers part, have you ever been to any area that is basically made out of shipping containers?
No.
Yeah. There's in Vegas, there's a...
I honestly didn't know there were.
Yeah, last time we were in Vegas near Fremont Street, there's this, not quite shopping mall. It's like a food court. There's a bunch of restaurants and spots for brunch and shops, and it is all old shipping containers in this kind of business park.
Hmm.
And seeing that and having been to that, I can totally see how they might think that could work. They're basically cheap shelter structures that could be outdoors, and depending on the time of year, depending on the city, the area, the climate.
Right.
So it's interesting that, you know, these teams are kind of forced into these spots for now to try and figure out, you know, how can we make money? That's part of it, right? What's our benefit as teams?
Sure, yeah.
And also give our fans and our people that sense of community that they probably want to be a part of safely.
I think it's interesting. Look, teams are doing this, whatever sport, name it. They're desperate for gate revenue in some way, shape, or form, even if it isn't actual fans in the building. I was thinking this morning, I saw a story that the Utah Jazz came out yesterday. As far as I know, it's the first NBA team, ironic that it's Utah. They were, I think, the team's synonymous with the shutdown. But they came out yesterday and said, yeah, we're going to have limited fans at our games this season. I don't know that other teams have said that yet. We know there's a schedule out. It's going to start December 22nd. But they said, yep, we're going to put some limited fans in the building. Interestingly, if you look at the NFL, Jeremy, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know the numbers have gone down. There are fewer teams that are allowing fans at home games now. Baltimore didn't last weekend. Washington didn't last weekend. There are at least half a dozen teams have come out. Philly came out and said, we're not having fans at the very least for the next home game, if not for the rest of the year. Pittsburgh came out and said, we're still having fans, but we are chopping the number down. It's gone from whatever the percentage capacity was to the family and friends crowd now, which is going to be a very small number. So you know NBA teams have to be thinking about this, and maybe NHL teams as well. And your point, I don't know how the Sabres would do it, but I was thinking about it. Have you ever been to Tampa's arena?
No.
Whatever they call the hockey arena down there now.
Amalie Arena.
That. It's a great setup. If you wanted to have fans, and of course it's Florida too, so at night, you know, in February and March, it's a little warmer than it is here. But a place like that is ideal. Like, they have a huge outdoor plaza right in front of the arena. If I recall correctly, again, it's my memory, so take it for what it's worth. The arena, across from the arena, is the parking structure. You walk out of the structure, you head towards the arena. It is a massive outdoor plaza. If you want to talk about, remember you either brought it up or maybe you tweeted out a picture during the shutdown of a concert maybe in England?
Yeah, with
where they
with
had
people
the barricades,
little,
like the little bar, you know, the whatever you call those things.
You're basically like in outdoor pods.
Yeah, you had your own little box, so to speak, barricaded off, separated by those, you know, the whatever you call them, barricades, bars. Anyway, you know, for distancing. Tampa, if they can't get fans in the arena, they are primed. I mean, that is a great setup for them to just say, okay, we're going to use this outdoor plaza. You've got the parking structure to park. You walk outside. We will cordon off or box off or barricade off little boxes for 4 to 6 people. And you stay in that box. And, you know, I suppose they wouldn't sell concessions. You'd have massive crowds gathering. But they're in a position. There's a team that's in position to say, okay, we can't get fans in the arena. Guess what? We put them outside in front of the arena. You can put up a huge projection against whatever, either a screen or maybe the side of the building. I can't remember if it's decorated or anything. And you can make money having fans watching Tampa Bay Lightning home games. Now, again, here, a little problematic. It's a little more challenging for the Sabres to try and figure out, is there any way we could have fans outside the building in February and March in our plaza, which isn't a huge plaza, to be able to say, okay, we're going to, you know, here's $10. Come on down and watch the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But teams have to figure out. I mean, you know, they're all trying to figure out something. If they can't get people in the building, even 10% or whatever the number might be, especially teams in California, Texas, Florida, warmer weather areas, they have to be trying to figure out, is there an outdoor viewing area? The equivalent of, hey, UB fans, come over to the transit drive-in and you can watch the UB football game. Something to be able to generate any kind of revenue from sales.
Speaking of which, so I found that piece about the container park idea. In there were a number of new revenue streams, and one of them was a college liquor business. It used to be that college teams wouldn't even bother talking about alcohol. You couldn't advertise for it.
Right.
Well, New Mexico State is getting the first collegiate licensed whiskey in the country. They partnered with this whiskey company Pistol Pete's Six Shooter Rye Whiskey.
Oh my, I loved it. I love it already.
It's basically New Mexico State's official whiskey.
Wow.
So imagine that, right? UB.
We've come a long way.
An official whiskey or beer or any of that stuff.
I'm actually surprised. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little surprised because, again, college students in some states, right, are underage. And you're promoting an official whiskey of that institution.
Right.
So I'm a little surprised they're doing that. Right.
But, I mean, when you really think about the way that these sports teams have increased their revenue streams or these leagues, the NFL, the NHL, these teams, first they created their own network.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got a television station. Okay.
Right.
That'll work. That's a way to make money. An official beer, an official whiskey, an official magazine, you know, like all these different ways to try and get as much revenue as possible, especially in the face of, you know, what they've faced in the last year or so. I think plenty of these leagues think they will eventually get back to where they were.
Yeah.
But trying to get through a tough time, it's, you know, we talked about this earlier in March and April about these leagues will do what a lot of businesses will do, which is everything they can to continue to make money, to stay afloat, to change their business model, whether that's states loosening laws on delivering beer or whatever it might be.
Right.
You know, a restaurant that doesn't normally do takeout all of a sudden has to kind of shift gears and go into fully takeout. Now, the difference is, of course, these are not – the leagues should not be thought of the same way because they're not small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're giant, huge corporate monsters
that,
you know, they can probably get through it. So –
you hope, you know, we'll see how it all plays out with the NHL. I mean, everything seems to be there's no labor issues or any kind of stuff going on with the NBA. They seem to be, barring virus issues, full steam ahead for the beginning of their season, December 22nd. It remains the NHL is a different story. They're still trying to figure out escrow rates and salary deferral and more, more cash flow for owners. So that remains to be seen if they'll be able to figure that stuff out.
Yeah.
All right, we're starting Thanksgiving Survivor here, Brayton?
Sure,
is that what we're doing?
It's a tradition like any other.
Okay. I think I've got the whole turkey list in front of me, okay?
Gobble, 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 turkey. Mm-hmm. From Jive Turkey Gobblers.
Okay. So go ahead there, Mr. White.
All right, so the field, we'll each vote out 2. We'll get things moving. 9 o'clock hour is usually where things start really getting intense for Thanksgiving Survivor. Our new competitors... contestants, entrants, whatever. Zoom calls, patio heaters, and tents. And we've also split pies. Pumpkin pie, fruit pies, dessert pies. We're not, granted, all pies are desserts, we get that. But we don't want Howard to kill all pies because he votes out all fruit. So we had to do that.
We are having 2 pies at our house tomorrow.
As a committee, we decided to make that call. turkey, mashed potatoes, naps, sweet potatoes, beer, wine, liquor, green beans, and casseroles of that sort. Corn, stuffing, stovetop stuffing, cranberry sauce in a can, cranberry sauce with sticks and twigs. That's what we say about the natural one, right? It looks like it's got sticks and twigs.
Twigs.
Virtual turkey trot, and then each of the football games.
Who's going first?
Don't matter. Jeremy, why don't you kick things off?
Yeah.
All right, I'll do some easy ones. I'm getting rid of... I'll get rid of corn.
Okay.
It's just not that necessary.
It's fine. I mean, the pilgrims won't be happy, but okay.
It's just, it's fine. You know, I think of corn more in the summer.
Yeah, right?
I think of corn on the cob.
Corn's
it's not even the best, you know,
right,
it's not, corn, it's but
canned,
it's not even the best corn.
Right, it's canned or frozen niblets we're talking, right? I mean,
yeah.
We're not talking on the cob since it's out of season.
I didn't put gravy and peas. Neither of them made it this year.
Oh,
they never
please.
Win,
come
you know?
On, peas. Give me a break. I like peas, too, by the way. I've eaten them, but, you know.
I'll also get rid of, I'll get rid of green beans and casseroles.
Green,
you know, whatever.
Beans and casseroles.
Whenever I go up for in years, regular years, and there's a big buffet, it's turkey, potatoes, stuffing, maybe some cranberry sauce, and then looking at the casseroles, and like, maybe I'll get back to you. Like, we'll see. Maybe on round two I've got to stop here, but right now this plate's got to be full with, you know, the franchise.
All right. Sorry, excuse me. Nothing with twigs should be on this list. So cranberry, you had cranberry sauce with twigs, right? That's out. Did you break down stuffing into regular stuffing and stuffing with twigs as a second category?
Stovetop, and
or was
then
it just
there's stovetop, and then there's the traditional.
Great, get rid of the traditional. Nothing with twigs and rosemary or whatever. That's the same thing, right? Isn't the rosemary the twigs? Everything with twigs goes out.
Everything with twigs goes out.
So you're voting out
cranberry
and
sauce with twigs and stuffing,
and
with,
stuffing
twigs.
With twigs.
Man, all
stove
right.
Stove top's still there, and in the can, cranberry is still there.
Let's see here, my turn. So let's see. I will vote out. Man, I hate to do this right off the bat.
You love to do this.
We're gonna vote off the Cowboys and Washington football team game. It's.
Wow.
Terrible, even though the NFC East is a flaming tire fire.
You've got
it's wonderful.
Embrace the NFC East.
No, it's not even about that. Of the three football games, the Cowboys won is the one that matters.
Why is
the
Cowboys
4 o'clock
the
game?
It's
is
a
the
terrible
important.
Game anyway.
The late game might not even happen. You can't vote
That's
that one
true.
Out first.
That's very true.
And the other one is the Lions.
And besides, none of us sees the whole late game anyway. We're all asleep.
My word.
And I'll be the one to
Cowboys
vote out fruit
are.
Pies.
Fruit pie. I was going to do that, but
fruit
I figured you would yell at
out.
Me, so I didn't do that.
This is terrible strategy.
See?
I left that there as a trap for Howard.
And I didn't take it. I knew you did, and I was going to vote it out.
It was,
no.
What do you mean? You were supposed to. It was less of a trap and more of an olive branch. Like, fine, vote out your fruit pies, and let's keep some
of the
other pies.
Yeah, because you separated it differently the first
Just
time.
Just for you.
Yes, thank you.
And now all my work is ruined.
sorry, man. Sorry. I'm all really, right. really sorry about that.
The Cowboys game is the most important of the three. If we were told we can only have one game on Thanksgiving, it's the Cowboys, and it's at 4:30.
Well, you know what? Honestly, we always eat during the Cowboys game. When they go to their kickoff is usually when we sit down and eat. So I usually miss the first half, watch a little bit of the second half, and then we miss like the fourth quarter because we put dessert on the table. So I don't see much of that game, quite honestly. So I'm not gonna yell at Brayton. I don't. Poor kid.
Thanks.
803. Actually, I was gonna do a write-in candidate and vote off sports ties on the Thanksgiving Survivor. We don't
How
have it
dare
this year.
You?
I knew it. That would anger you.
Watch. Of the three games, the Cowboys and Washington football team game ends in a tie.
Now that
I mean,
that
will
cap off my Thanksgiving.
It doesn't matter
in a
to me
positive
who they
way.
Play. I need to see the Dallas Cowboys star on Thanksgiving.
I think we need ties from the other three teams just so the Eagles aren't the only team with a
tie.
Let's
be honest. Had the Bills played the Lions, it wouldn't have been as cool. Had the Bills played a night game against the Dolphins,
boy,
it wouldn't have been as
that
cool.
That would have been rough.
They
yeah.
beat America's team on Thanksgiving at
in their
house.
In Jerry's house.
That's the game.
With fans. 803-0550 to join us this morning on WGR.
Go. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's one of my favorite music beds. Although I will tell you, the CBS SEC football music bed is outstanding as well.
I love that music.
Right?
Yep. Mainly that, because every single time they go to commercial break, you don't – I don't know if you do the same thing, but you don't know when it's going to end.
Well, like actually, I want it to keep playing. Like, you
right.
Know, no, I was thinking about that the other day, whatever game was on. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's the music bed going to break. Keep it going. Just go a little
right.
longer.
Because I'm trying to hum it in my head while hearing this one.
It's hard.
Turn this down for a second because
yeah, I can't. I can never figure out a song when some other music is playing.
Oh, it's a. I'm gonna perform it for you.
Go ahead.
And when they go to commercial, it always does that part. Goes. Yeah, that's me doing this. I've got an album of me just doing for.
I'd buy that. For Christmas.
Sports themes.
Maybe a stocking stuffer CD.
I love the SEC music. It's so great.
We're getting to Kyle Boone here in a second. Quick side note. Loved hearing Vern Lundquist's voice again when he was on the Masters. I miss Vern Lundquist on SEC football games. It was great to hear him again. The college basketball season opens today. Asterisk. Kind of, sort of. Cancellations, postponement, COVID. Yeah, you know, you're not surprised. So to sort everything out, we are now going to our Western hotline. Kyle Boone, who you can read at CBSSports.com, his fine basketball work, is joining us right now. Kyle, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So it is opening day. Not everybody is playing as scheduled. What, generally speaking, what state is college basketball in terms of the COVID impact and opening day?
In a word, uncertainty. You know, this whole week has been, you know, there's been a lot of anticipation. Today is opening day for college basketball, and everyone is excited about that. You know, teams across the country are gearing up to start their season, and yet there's a lot of uncertainty with COVID. You know, we've got multiple head coaches just in this last week at major programs who have tested positive for COVID, and Among them is Baylor head coach Scott Drew, the head coach of the second-ranked Baylor Bears. So that has thrown a lot of uncertainty up into the air. There's been a lot of postponements, a lot of cancellations, a lot of events that have either been completely canceled or postponed or moved. And so, yeah, it's just like the rest of the world, honestly. You know, we're just kind of trying to take it day by day and hoping that somehow a college basketball world can pull this whole thing off.
When you compare it, if you could, Kyle, we know the struggles college football has gone through and is continuing to go through. Compare the two, because, you know, you look at college basketball and say, okay, it's less players on each roster, of course, less staff, but more teams, more games, more travel, and, you know, maybe some less flexibility with the roster if you have a few positive, not maybe, definitely less flexibility. So is it more or less challenging, do you think, for college basketball to pull this off?
I think it's going to be a little bit more challenging, honestly, because, yeah, the rosters are obviously smaller. You've got 15 players on a roster compared to, like, 100 players in college football, but college football, you really only need 50 players to pull a game off. If you don't have, you know, 7 or 8 players in college basketball, you're kind of screwed. And, you know, based off the protocols that I've seen across the country, you know, if a player tests positive, if a staffer tests positive, right now, you know, based off contact tracing and potentially any exposures, there's a chance that, you know, there's going to be a lot of games across the country. We're already seeing it now, this season, that are going to end up being canceled or postponed because, you know, either there were close contacts with someone who was infected, or someone is infected and they infected other people. You know, it's going to be a lot of stop and start, and we've seen that in college football already. I think there's already more than a dozen college football games that have been canceled this weekend alone. I think it's going to be stop and start. Especially this winter, because obviously across the country it's really bad right now. I think you'll see that reflected in college basketball as the season gets off the ground.
Are they, you know, college football again? One of the things they adjusted to was smaller schedules, shorter schedules. Is college basketball attempting full schedules, or have they cut back as well?
They've cut back slightly, not a whole lot. You know, I think normally teams play about 35 games, somewhere around there. They've cut back maybe between 5 and 10 games, depending on the team. What they've done, though, is they've essentially tried to do, like, mini bubbles, right? So, for example, Louisville, you know, a preseason top 25 team, is doing what they're calling an MTE. It's a multi-team event, and they're hosting multiple teams from across the country, and they're going to try and knock out 5 games. Okay, so they've got 5 different teams in this event, and over the next week, they will try to knock out as many games as possible without having disruptions in the calendar because of COVID. So, you know, these teams will do their best to try and quarantine. They'll do testing, tracing, and make sure that everyone is completely safe. And I think we're going to see a lot of that throughout the season, just to make sure, okay, you know, we're gonna limit the chance that some of these players are gonna be infected. We're gonna limit the chances that, you know, they can go out and get sick, and we'll see a lot of things like that. It's not a complete bubble, but maybe a semi bubble. And there's a lot of multi-team events across the country, and that's how teams right now are trying to approach this.
We were just, Kyle Boone with us from CBSSports.com. Jeremy and I were just talking about how pro teams might try and figure out a way, if you can't get fans in stadiums, could you have them outside? And just a way to help drive some gate revenue. We know, like, MLB really needs it. NHL lives with gate revenue. Lesser extent, NFL, right? And the NBA, they have massive TV contracts. What about college basketball when it comes to gate revenue? Is it a big deal? We know the tournament was a huge revenue loss for them. So how do they care? Do they care? Do they need fans? How does that work?
They need fans for sure. It's a pretty big revenue driver. Season tickets and just general admission ticket sales are a big driver for college sports. Now some teams are planning to have fans in the stands. For example, I live in Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, I know, is going to have fans in the stands this season. It'll be 25% capacity, so you know they're forfeiting 75% of their ticket revenue, which isn't great, obviously. But yeah, I think it's going to depend on location, right? Because we're seeing that now, even at the NFL level. You know, Tampa Bay, for example, I know they have at least a limited capacity of fans, whereas, you know, Vegas, for example, Vegas is not having fans at all this season. So, you know, depending on your geography and where you're located at, I think you will have some fans, but no doubt you're not going to have the same atmosphere that college basketball presents, you know, which is really kind of the best atmosphere in all of sports, the loud, raucous fans, people standing next to each other, elbow to elbow. It will not be the case this year. They'll be missing out on a lot of revenue.
They're going to do everything in their power to get the tournament in for sure, because that is a big moneymaker for them. From what you can tell, the idea or the possibility of playing the entire tournament, all 68 teams, in the same city, and you don't leave unless you don't leave the bubble unless you're eliminated. How is that going over?
Right now, I don't think it's completely set, but that's my guess is what's going to happen, is they're going to host this thing in Indianapolis, across different venues, obviously. But, yeah, the same format, 68 teams. Everyone will stay in one remote city, not one venue, but certainly one city. And, you know, the term that the NCAA keeps using is semi-bubble. And I think that's going to be how they end up doing this. It's going to be really interesting to see if they can pull this off. I think they will. And, you know, based off the fact that they missed the NCAA tournament last season, I think they have to.
So actual basketball question to close with, who's good? Who exactly are the top title contenders this season?
So Gonzaga is for sure number one. Gonzaga is number one in the CBS Sports Top 25 and one. They're number one in the AP Top 25. It's the first time Mark Few and Gonzaga have been preseason number one, if you can believe that. Baylor is number two. Baylor has just one of the best teams in the Big 12 and all of college basketball. They're returning two of their top stars, including All-American Jared Butler. I think they'll be the favorite in the Big 12 this season. But Kansas is still Kansas, and Kansas is a preseason top 10 team. They returned three of their top scorers from last year, and obviously they've spent most of last season number one in the AP poll. So there's a lot of really good teams. And last season there was two really good teams. I think it was Baylor and Kansas throughout most of last season. It'll be curious to see who stands out, and I'm excited to find out today. When the season obviously gets started and gets underway.
Well, enjoy the games, whatever does take place this season, and thanks for coming on the show this morning. Have a good Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you, Kyle. That is Kyle Boone. You can read his work, CBSSports.com. Again, College Hoops does start in some way, shape, or form. Now, Bana was supposed to play today, the men's team, but that game had to be canceled. UB was supposed to play tonight. That game was canceled, although now they are going to be in a tournament in Connecticut this weekend. They'll play Friday against Towson and Saturday against Army. So, you know, things are, you know, Reggie Witherspoon had tested positive over at Canisius. Niagara had paused athletic activity. So it's, who knows? As Kyle said, uncertainty. But college basketball does start today. 803-0550 to join us. We're talking Bills football. We're playing Thanksgiving Survivor. We're just generally having a lot of fun on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving. It is, speaking of Wednesday, Hoagie Hump Day. Tweet us today. We want to try and get you a gift card to Jim's Steakhouse. We do this every Wednesday. All you need to do is tweet us at WGR550. When you do, please use the hashtag Hoagie Hump Day. That's it. You're in the running. One lucky listener gets a $25 gift card to Jim's Steakhouse. Jim's Steakhouse, get your hoagie on. Visit jimsteakhouse.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gobble, gobble, turkey. Gobble, 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 turkey from Jive Turkey Gobblers.
Hey, can we vote off Jim Harbaugh this year?
Yes. In
Michigan football? All right, I'm voting off watermelon. It's not on the list. I'm writing in watermelon, and then I'll scratch it out.
Okay.
All right.
All right, we're voting off a couple things here.
Let's see here. What do
I'm going to vote off the – I'll go first, and I'll make a tough decision here. I'll vote off the virtual turkey trot.
Okay.
I mean, the turkey trot itself, I don't think has ever won Thanksgiving Survivor. It is worthy of winning Thanksgiving Survivor. The virtual version, you know, for those of you out there that have run it and had a good time with it, awesome. Cool. You know, it's got to go.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to find an argument from me. You doing a second or you just want one?
Sure, I'll take a second. I'll go with my second will be... I'll vote off the late game for safety's sake.
I was just going to do that.
For safety's sake. It seems like they shouldn't play it.
Yeah, right? Okay, so let's see. I will be a team player here, even though I take one of these every day. I will vote off a nap.
Yeah.
I can suck it up. I can make it through a whole day.
If you take
day.
One every day, then it's not special on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I do. I take one every day. It's I do not go a day without a nap. I'd be dead. Jeez.
Gobble, gobble, turkey.
All right, you know what? I'll vote off liquor. You got beer, you got wine.
Yeah.
I'll vote off liquor. Thanksgiving's fine without, like, liquor on it. Okay.
That's perfectly fine. Not a problem whatsoever. All right, so we've got rid of... See, I'm just updating my list here. Nap, we got rid of liquor, we got rid of the virtual
Brayton's like
turkey
the super
trot.
Villain. He's like, all right, where's my next target?
Where can I anger the most people?
Let's see here. I'll get rid of tents and canopies.
Sure. I know new entrant this year. We don't expect them to be back next year.
Right. And hopefully not.
Where the tent rental business is not happy with you right now.
And I'll go a little controversial here, and I'll go with canned cranberry sauce.
Right,
that lasted too long on this list.
Okay, right. Fair enough.
Goodbye, canned cranberry sauce. Okay. I think that round was fairly painless. Got a little stickier in the 9 o'clock hour.
Still remaining turkey, mashed potatoes, pumpkin pie, dessert pies, Zoom calls, patio heaters, sweet potatoes, beer, wine, stovetop stuffing. Yep. Or did we just vote that
out? No, that's still on.
Nope,
okay,
still on.
And the Lions game. Biggest upset on the board. The Lions game still being there is amazing.
Well, I mean, who can't – I mean, you just – it's not Thanksgiving without staring at Matt Patricia wearing his cap with his pencil over his ear.
Gobble,
turkey. And that's just – it speaks Thanksgiving tradition.
I should have put turducken in here, you know?
I've never tried turducken.
No, me either.
Me neither.
I feel like that's a John Madden thing, or maybe that's old. All right.
The tweet reads funny, is you cast off a nap and liquor.
Yeah, right?
People would like liquor and a nap, but...
Well, one leads to the other, quite honestly. You know, it can, I guess. Although, I don't know, how many people nap on Thanksgiving? I do, but it's more because it's because of my hours. It's not like... Wow, I'm stuffed. I'm going to take a nap at 6 because I'm tired.
Does it count as a nap if it's accidental? You just fall asleep
no,
on the couch?
No, I don't. Ooh, that's a good question.
You wake up and say, took a little nap.
No, I think you actually have to consciously decide, you know, I'm going to go lay down, close my eyes for a little nap. I think it has to be planned to be a nap.
All right.
That's a good question.
Hey, we got to talk about Tyler Dunn's piece.
I didn't see it.
There's one thing. Tyler Dunn wrote a couple pieces. He's launched a new website.
Yeah,
Tyler
I saw
Dunn
that.
Has.
I just didn't read the...
We'll tell you about that. And he has a note in there about the Mahomes draft and the Bills trading out of the Mahomes spot that, well, I think it puts a cap on a story that we've long maybe thought and now know much better.
Would you explain? I will read it during the break. Do you have to explain it to me? Or what do you want
me
to do?
No, just go to the Mahomes part.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Will do. 803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550 WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.